So you've read all the books in the late Scandinavian writer Stieg Larsson's best-selling Millennium series. Have you found yourself wondering, how many other terrific books have I missed because they're not translated into English as Larsson's were? Less than 3% of all books published in English are translations, and just a fraction of those are novels or short stories and poetry. But there are moves to change that. There's the website 3% at the University of Rochester. It's an online gathering place for anyone interested in international literature translated into English. And governments and cultural institutes are going where many publishers fear to tread, subsidizing the translations of their country's authors to reach American readers. Then there's Jim Cates of Zephyr Press, based here in the Boston area. Zephyr publishes literature in translation. It's marking its 30th year in operation. And Jim, why is so little world literature translated into English?
Well, English, American literature, let me say, American literature is a kind of gated community. We tend to let in from the outside only the ones who speak good English or who fulfill certain kinds of roles that we expect from them, certain kind of stereotypical roles that are useful to us, or those that look very presentable and respectable to us. And because of that, as in any gated community, we miss most of the world. Sociologists might say that the United States has always been a community that's been culturally isolationist, but there is also problems within the publishing industry and the reading and reviewing industry itself that make it harder. This is a certain step of work that most publishers don't want to do. They wait until the outside event happens. They wait until a writer wins the Nobel Prize,
right,
or they wait until a movie is made in Europe of a successful thriller before they pay real attention to the literature from abroad.
We're going to talk about three of Jim's favorite books, but listeners, he's also providing us with a list of sort of a representative sampling from around the world, and we'll have that at our website, hereandnow.org. But Jim, let's start with All This Belongs to Me. Petra Huleva, have I got that right?
I'm not sure, actually,
okay,
because I don't speak Czech.
Okay, it's a Czech writer, but it's
translated by Alex Zucker. I think it's important to note the translator when
uh-huh.
we note a translation.
Okay. This is Huleva's first novel. It was published in the Czech Republic in 2002. She was 23 at the time, and a student of Mongolian studies. It does tell the story of Mongolian women, but we understand it may be a metaphor for Czech women?
No, it's a story of a family of Mongolian women. How much it is any kind of metaphorically related to Czech culture, I don't know. You'd have to ask a Czech scholar that. But this raises one interesting thing about what we expect. When I said that American literature is a gated community, if a Czech novel comes to us and it's not a stereotypical novel about Czech life, captive Europe, unbound,
the Soviets, the
then we're surprised yeah. by it. If
yeah.
it's just a perfectly fine novel, a beautifully written novel about a family struggling, we would accept that comfortably from an American writer, but we're amazed that someone in another country is doing that.
Just tell us one thing that, you know, just really, however it works for you, made the hairs rise on the back of your neck, whatever, about this book.
What it led me into was a Mongolian urban society in Ulaanbaatar that I had not expected. Again, it was a breaking down of certain stereotypes as I read this book, that our vision of Mongolia is the steppes and Genghis Khan, and that certainly is in the background. But the lives that these women are living are very much late 20th century lives in a post-Soviet world. The extent to which that might be a reflection of Czech experience also is something I can't speak to, but may very well be there and be of interest to a lot of people.
But the
people.
Point is, it doesn't matter. You just were compelled by the book.
Yes,
right,
that's
right.
Yeah.
So that's All This Belongs to Me by Petra Huleva, a Czech writer. And by the way, you're compelled by it once you get to it, but it had also been acknowledged by others. What award did this receive?
Alex Zucker, the translator, won the American Literary Translators Association's National Translation Award this year for this, which is an award given each year by ALTA for the book which is deemed to be the most significant and best translated book of the year.
Well, there you go. And our next book, Snowplane, also received a big award.
Well, the author, Duo Duo, Chinese poet, won the Neustadt International Literature Award this year. primarily for his poetry, but this is his a collection of short stories of his that has come out. He has written other things besides poetry.
Well, and this one is published by your company, Zephyr. It was translated by John Crespi. Do me a favor, just open somewhere and give us a couple of lines.
Here is a passage from Childhood, Boyhood, Youth. At last father came home. At last I had wished him home. I heard his heavy breathing. Minutes passed. I could hear the water drip-dropping off his rain hat, but was afraid to open my eyes. Surely he would lean over to kiss me, and then I would tell him about the warm feeling in my heart. But he didn't lean over me. He just remained standing, quietly, beside my bed. Even more time passed, until I was nearly in tears. All I heard was the strike of a match. Then he moved softly into the next room. Later, and this is something I never told him, I cried in secret, bitterly and alone. Father, can't you see that I love you? Never again after that did I open my heart to him about anything.
Whoa. You don't have to know anything about a Chinese poet to relate to that passage.
Yeah. One of the interesting things about Duo Duo is he's of a generation of Chinese poets and writers who were exiled by the events of Tiananmen Square for a while, and they were set adrift in the world. And many of their stories and their poems and their essays of this generation are about that kind of looseness and about finding their way, in a sense, back to China, but incorporating a lot of the rest of the world. China, a lot of contemporary Chinese literature has become very cosmopolitan, very multinational, because of the political events within China.
Well, let's come to your third choice, The Whole Island, Six Decades of Cuban Poetry. This is a bilingual anthology. It's edited by Mark Weiss. What do you like about this Six Decades of Cuban Poetry, The Whole Island?
Yeah, these poems include poets of all different political persuasions and no political persuasions, and represent essentially the cultural life of Cuba since the, well, for the last 60 years.
Do you have a short stanza you can share with us?
Okay, here's a poem by Miguel Barnett, or Barnett, I would guess. Again, I do not know myself much about these poets. This anthology itself is my introduction to these poets. And the poem is In Chinatown, translated by the editor of the anthology, Mark Weiss. I wait for you beneath the wrecked marquee of the Chinese movie in the yellow smoke of an extinct dynasty. I wait for you by the gutter where black ideograms that no longer say anything float. I wait for you at the door of a restaurant on the Paramount lot where they shoot the same film every day, anticipating your arrival. I allow the rain to cover me with its broken lines, accompanied by a choir of eunuchs and Li Tai Po's violin with just one string. I wait for you. But don't ever come. What I really want is to wait for you.
Let's let that linger in the air. That's Jim Cates. He's with Zephyr Press, based here in Boston. They specialize in publishing books that have been translated from other countries. We'll have the three that he talked about here, as well as another more wide-ranging list at our website, hereandnow.org. Jim, thanks so much.
You're welcome.